Did you see the portrait, the unveiling of the royal portrait of King Charles? Oh my gosh. You may have to look it up. It's been very controversial. I don't know if it was unveiled yesterday or just this week. But it is like almost entirely red. And some people are like, well, I like it. It's very different. But other people are like, this is...
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
It's just his head floating in red almost.
Right.
That's interesting. Was it a famous artist?
I believe the artist is famous, and I think he's done portraits before.
And his hands look way too big.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing, I thought it was a joke when I first saw the picture. Like, I thought it was just like clickbait stuff. It's like, it's very good. Like the,
oh, yeah. Don't
get me wrong, but like there's like no contrast in anything. It's just very red.
That's interesting. I mean, you know, that's the deal with art, right?
Yeah.
To some people, it's beautiful and different. And I mean, if they were going for something totally different and more modern, then there it is.
Right. Exactly.
They're going for a more traditional. I'm surprised because I would think they would go always stick traditional.
That's especially with the royal family. Right. I was wondering too, like, I would imagine not, but do they still sit for the portrait?
Or
there's just, they have a picture,
yeah.
Like that would have been the only reason they would have done that before. Would you have survived being able to sit there for 8 hours or whatever it is to get your portrait done?
Probably so, because back in that time, you literally had nothing else going on.
Yeah.
And that was what you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I could handle it because I would want to see the final beautiful portrait of
where would it hang in your home? Where would it hang? Right at the foyer when everyone walks in.
In the back guest bathroom. I have no idea.
Over the toilet. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, no, it was, I've seen it come up. It's apparently been a hot topic. People think it's very controversial. And
Kelsey, you got to keep me on the hot topics because I miss half of them. So that's good. That's good to know.
I can't believe you miss half of them with the amount of time you spend on TikTok.
I know.
I feel like you should be keeping me in the loop with that. Dana, you love how I say that I my digital magazines.
Yes.
Is that what it is? So in the morning. So my digital magazine, it's a Snapchat story for the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
So that's where I've seen the...
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
Give you the current events and things going on in the world.
The fashion fails and, you know, it's whatever Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are doing at the moment or her outfits for her tour.
So they're still together.
They're still together. Oh. So I keep hearing... I'm like, where does this come from? I don't know. That they've been together almost a year. They're coming up on a year.
Okay.
And so people are predicting that he will propose soon.
Okay. All right. I don't think he's going to do anything people think he's going to do.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah. I think they'll figure it out in some sort of different way. I did see where Jason Kelce was diagnosed with CTE.
Oh my gosh. I haven't seen that.
Yeah. I just saw it this morning or late last night.
Oh gosh.
I know.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I hope that's true. I mean, not that I hope it's true. I hope I didn't just say something that actually isn't true, but I know.
Wouldn't be the first time on here.
No. Oh yeah. Or the last. Well, maybe the last. Actually, would be the last.
I don't know. We still have another hour maybe of opportunity.
That's true. That's true. Well, welcome to season 3, episode 16 of FISD's The Podcast, where Kelsey Goals.
That's me.
And Dana Owen, that's me, have the pleasure of interviewing interesting people and discussing anything and everything friends with ISD. Today is actually, it is episode 16, but it is our final episode for the 23-24 school year and my final episode forever. So, we thought, Kelsey, you take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so it's true in our intro that we have the pleasure of interviewing interesting people. And today we just happen to have the most interesting person in Friends with ISD.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting. So, for those of you who don't know, Dana is retiring. I think we've talked about it, but, this is her last week of school. And she will be
working technically all the way through July. But summer is a lot different for us in this department with, it's more of a planning time. You know, most of the things we do revolve around teachers and kids being in school. So, really,
it's really preparation for the next year is what our summers are for us.
It is. What I like to tell people is like the end of the year feels like a sprint. The beginning of the year, same thing. And then it's like, we almost go, I mean, it just slows so much, at least at the beginning of June, of just like, we go from chaos and everything, all the events happening, to it being pretty quiet. And, then we have a couple weeks like that, and then we gear up for the next school year. So yep,
that's right.
But that's what I've heard is the weirdest thing. And I know we've talked about that, is when you either are no longer in school, like as a student, and you're graduated, or when you have been in education, you retire, it's really the start of the next school year when you don't come back. Mm-hmm. That's the weirdest.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense. Or Sunday evenings.
Yeah.
You know, for me, will turn into any other day of the week, which will be, you know, a little strange. You know, I was thinking about it, and I've been in education my entire life. Mm-hmm. So, which is so strange, you know, starting in pre-K to, of course, your 13 years of school, and then college. And then I got my master's, and then I rolled straight into, actually, I was a teacher when I was getting my master's, but yeah, I've never stopped.
You never left school.
I've always said the pledge.
That's, you know what?
Which is so weird.
It is a funny thing. Like as adults, like I, of course, very patriotic, love that we do that.
Sure.
But it is kind of an interesting thing. Like,
yeah, do other businesses stand up and say the pledge in the morning? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, I know like when I've gone, say like Chamber of Commerce, like, right, they do it before their meetings.
Oh, right.
But I don't know. I can't imagine that most people, unless they're at like a ball game,
right,
really ever say the pledge or sing the national anthem. But that's a part of all of our events, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Is we start off with that. And I mean, our kids are trained in that, right?
Like, yep.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling? How are you feeling about retirement?
I am excited. You know, it's very interesting. I don't know anybody out there listening and you have retirement in your future. I've always heard, do not announce your retirement until the very end. And I don't feel like I always have to live by the same rules that other people do. And I'm like, I just want to be honest and transparent and allow the district to move forward and plan and know where they're going with all of this sort of thing. And it has almost killed me that I announced my retirement so early. Like, it is, there is something to be said about announcing that you're no longer going to be doing something, but then you have to continue to do it for months on end.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Oh, really? For you, over a year, right?
Yeah. But I mean, you know, you have to work, but when you announce your retirement, and it's like, I am not planning for the future in my job, where, you know, some people would be like, what do you mean planning for the future? Well, I would do a lot. Listen, my background is not PR marketing. So I have done over the years a lot of research, constant research on what are the latest trends? What are the best strategies? What should we be doing for our school district to market it? You know, 5 years ago, I saw that some school districts are putting up billboards because they're losing students, or they're really not losing students as much as fighting for students to move to their area.
Right.
And I just thought to myself, I had the conversation, we'll never do that because we don't have to fight for that. We are in a stage though, in public education, where you're fighting for every student, you know?
Yeah.
I do think Friendswood ISD speaks for itself, and we have a lot of people move into our city because of our schools.
Absolutely.
And it's just a great place to live. But anyway, I would spend a lot of time researching, what I needed to do. And then also learning, taking a lot of courses or developing my skills with this and that. And, you know, reading a lot of articles. I no longer have to do that.
Right.
So when I'm done, like working on a video, like we've filmed today,
yes,
or we go into a podcast, or we write an article, or work on a news, you know, our newsletters, post on social media. When I'm done doing that for the day, I'm like sitting in my office going, okay, what can I need to read something, but then it's like, oh, I don't need to necessarily prepare for that. It's just interesting. Yeah. It's been a change.
Now, and this is a very like honest question. Do you feel like you're treated differently once you make that announcement?
I would tell people, and I have told people, wait.
Yeah.
No one needs to know. First of all, no one, you think if you're trying to be nice so people can plan, they'll figure it out when right. you announce it. I would, if I could change that, I would go back. People naturally don't invest in me because they know I'm done, which that makes sense.
Yeah.
But you know, I kind of still have a job to do sort of thing.
Yes.
So, and it's not anything with our school district. I know that's just how it would be for anyone that's retiring yeah, across right. the board. So that would be my suggestion. Hold out, wait, not to spring it on anyone, but just for everyone's mental.
Yeah.
It, like
to stay in the game a little more.
Stay in the
more.
Game.
Yeah.
Yep. To stay in the game. That's exactly right.
Mm. So tell us a little bit. I know we've done this before where you've talked about the different roles you played, but can you go into that for anyone who doesn't know?
Are you talking about through my education?
Through your career. What roles have you played?
So most of my life going through school, whenever I had a job, and I'm going to start back because some people will think this is funny, but my dad was an architect and I would always work for his firm with side jobs and, I would file. So back in the day, there was just a lot of, I'm talking like these cabinets to our right, Kelsey, they're probably 4 feet by four feet by 4 feet, just large filing cabinets with a depth of 3 feet. I don't know. Like I'm talking 100 of those, you know, across the office of plans and files. And so I filed for many years. I cannot tell you how many times if I could not find a file, I would stick the paper just anywhere. Ah!
Employee of the month. Yeah.
That's why you probably don't hire children to do that sort of thing. I was in high school whenever I was doing that. I was like, I cannot figure out. And you get these little paper cuts all over your fingers from having to stick your finger in files. So that's what I started out doing. Then I was a fifth grade, finally graduated fifth grade teacher, all subjects, in Pasadena. That was my first job. Moved on to, an intermediate, Thompson Intermediate, where I coached and taught sixth grade math, then moved to Winsong, taught sixth grade math. Thought I was going to coach volleyball at the high school. That didn't work out. And then was an assistant principal at the high school for 9 years. And then I've had this job for 9 years.
Yeah.
So
now there's a lot of people, I've heard this a lot. People have said this to me a lot. They think you're retiring. Like they're like, she's so young. She's so young. And what I always come back with is she never stopped. Like she never stopped working. She didn't take a break. So you've worked for 29 years.
Right.
You never took time off. So
yeah. And really before that, you know, I mean, all through high school, I had a job and I've always had a job, but, I am young. I'm too young to be retiring, but what I'm telling people is I'm retiring from this role.
Right.
I'm retiring from education. I don't have what it takes to go back into the classroom, but I do feel a sense that it's time. I did not get into education for this role. I've loved this role. This has been, I mean, I'm so grateful that Trish Hanks, saw something in me that I didn't see, you know, and hired me, to do this role. And I've loved it, but this isn't what I got into education for. And, so I'm not done working. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I really am excited about what's going to be next for me. And I can tell you, I hope to never have a 9-to-5 job again.
Yeah.
Like I want some freedom and I want to make my own hours and work part-time and, you know, try to do some creative things.
You have the skill set. Like, you have the gifts for so many things and, like, the drive, I think.
The curiosity, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, I'm, you know, that's kind of the thing, which we can get into.
Sorry.
Everyone asks. Because we're together all the time, so I hear this a lot. So, I'm sure you get asked this even when we're not together. But everyone asks, what are you going to do? What's next? And it's like, people are never satisfied with just like the here and now. It's like, it's okay to not have a plan. And I think the response to everyone is like, she's going to do everything. Like, she, what are you talking? Like, she's going to do everything. Cause that's what you already do. You're just, you're limited to when you can do that because of having this job.
That's right.
So now it's like, you just have the freedom to go and do, and like, y'all, like, Dana will not be one to sit around.
No, I do think I'll become a much better mother and a wife. I mean, my mothering job is really over. Honestly, I'm not, my kids don't need me to be a mother to them anymore, but
not true.
Well,
not fully.
I will continue to be able to do things for them that at their age, because they have jobs, they're not necessarily able to do.
Yeah.
Like, I am a big believer in that. I don't feel like we kind of help people enough. Mm. I really have a desire to, and this sounds silly, and I've thought about this even as a business, is I really have a desire to, if people need me to run errands for them, I really, that sounds fun to me.
Oh yeah.
Like, I've always needed people to run errands. Like, I can't, ladies, we cannot do it all, you know? And if you have a job and kids, and there's still things that have to be done. I'm not saying that the husbands can't step in, and, or they don't step in, but you know, I do think there are people that need people to just run errands and do tasks for them. Or, so yeah, I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to do, but I would love to help people out. So if you need help, and you know that exactly what it is that you need, then you give me a call, because, I probably will have the time to do it for you.
Yeah, no. And you know, that makes me think, I'm sure church obviously has lots of connections and ideas for needs. Cause a couple years ago, that was one thing my mom actually did. I feel like it was around Christmas time. It was partnering with an elderly person, mm-hmm. And just going and visiting and running errands, going and getting things for them.
Yes.
And I don't remember if that was through a specific organization or just the church itself, but I know it was through church that she found out about that opportunity and loved it. I mean, and that's it. Like, you have a heart for service. I think you feel very called to that. As we are as Christians. And, I just have no doubt that you'll see the need, meet the need.
Yeah. And a lot of people may not know, my father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's about 2 years ago, and just looking forward to really helping my mom.
Yeah.
With that, there's so much that, you know, my mother's had to become a caretaker of, and that's not her background. And so just being able to help take dad to doctor's appointments, or, really take my dad to do some things where my mom can just have time to herself. So I'll now have that time to be able to do some of that a little bit more.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously we've talked, like, my family, we've gone through, we've had a few family members who have gone through Alzheimer's, and mm-hmm. it's a lot.
It's a lot.
And especially as it develops, it can just be like a full-time job, and like that caretaker, you have to have breaks. Like, mm-hmm. you just do, because usually you're going to be, if there ever is any kind of, like sundowners or anything that comes along, you know, you're going to catch some things, like, and because they can't help it, but like they can get mean sometimes. Yeah. And I don't know that your dad is
my dad's not there.
I was like, he's not there yet, but
he'll get there. I mean, yeah,
that's what happens. And so it can be really tough, because even though, you know, that person is not the same, and like they would never like choose to be that way, it's still, you're still hearing and seeing those things, right. And it can just be hard. Yeah. So it's, that'll be great, I think, for you to be able to help your mom out with that.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. So you talked about different roles you've been in education. Mm-hmm. I think we can count out the filing as a favorite. So we won't even include that one.
Yes.
All those paper cuts, you know, who made it less enjoyable.
Yeah.
But of all the roles you've had during your career, what's been your favorite?
Well, So I have favorite moments in all my jobs. I really loved coaching. It took the life out of me though. I believe with all my heart that I was made to be that assistant principal role. I loved it. Some of you may not know this, but if I could have been anything else, it would have been a police officer, which I think is different. I think I would have been the detective side is really what I'm talking about more than, you know, being a police officer. But you got to do a lot of detective work, actually, as an assistant principal. You had to kind of figure some things out. And here's one of my favorite stories. So we had a kid. He was doing graffiti on the wall. This kid doing graffiti on the wall could not spell for his life. I mean, he could not spell. This no lie. I brought this kid in because he was one of the kids that we could see on camera that went into the bathroom.
Yeah.
I knew right when I saw him, it was him. Uh-huh. I knew it was him. I had him write what was on the wall. He spelled it exactly the same.
Oh my gosh. Like with a misspelling.
With a misspelling.
Yeah.
You would think that if you did it and they're calling you in, I spoke it out loud. I said, write down da 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 da. He spelled it exactly. I mean, I guess he couldn't help it, but he would, I don't know. I guess he never knew that he misspelled it.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like, you did the graffiti. And he was like, okay, you got me. It wasn't hard. And the writing looks exactly like the writing on the wall. It's like, what in the world?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, there's so many great stories. I worked with Wiley Morrell for so many years and oh my gosh, he was so good at what he did and asking questions. And there was a group of boys that they had skipped school. And their story was that they had a flat tire. And Wiley, in the very beginning, he said, we've got to separate them. So there's right there, you know, you separate kids, right? Yes. You get their statements, you get their stories. And I'll never forget, Wiley went into each boy and he goes, which tire was flat?
Oh.
And he caught him because they were all had different answers.
That's a good
one. It was great. I mean, it was great. And you only know that sort of thing if you've done it for many years.
Yeah.
I mean, just Wiley was great. He was great at that role.
And that's like, for me, obviously not coming from the education background and obviously never working in a school administrator role. That is fascinating because I would not have even thought about the whole investigative side of being an AP.
Oh, it's so much of what we do. And listen, we should be spending a lot more time working with instruction and teachers and knowing, you know, that side of things. And this is back in the old days, of course, but our roles were different then. You know, we really weren't involved in the instructional side as much as punitive and there's kids skipping and why aren't you in school and you have D-Hall and running kids. We had dress code. It was awful. I have to try to teach kids how to dress and just really stupid stuff, honestly, but necessary
for sure. I know we were just talking about that you feel like there should be almost like a class or like just intentional teaching time for like kids. This is how you dress. Because I mean, we've seen some, you know, we've seen that too, but like things hanging out necessarily, but just like not appropriate for the event where they are, like the event they're attending.
It is lacking. That's another thing I think I would love to do. I would love to hold classes teaching boys. I have boys teaching boys manners.
Yep.
Listen, a lot of this stuff that I'm saying is not really PC and I'm sure people would push back on some of the things that I'm saying.
Hey, it's our podcast. You can say what you want.
I have an idea in my head of how boys should be brought up and how they should be taught to act and dress and, you know, and girls, same thing. And I think, you know, there are things that are appropriate and there are things that are not appropriate for certain situations. Right. And I'm seeing that kids just don't even know it.
It's like the, you know, I feel like if you're ever underdressed and you go into a room, it's like awful, right? Like you like feel that.
I don't know, Kelsey. For us, I think that, but I don't think kids think that.
Exactly. That's what I'm like. There's almost the disconnect of like the lacking the self-awareness, I guess, of that I'm in blue jean shorts and everybody else is in clothing.
So that's something that's so interesting to me because kids want to be treated older.
Right.
But yet they show signs of being kids.
Yes.
You want to be treated older, then dress for the occasion.
Yeah.
Do not show up wearing cut off blue jean shorts.
Which is a pet peeve of Dana.
Well, I can't stand cut off blue jean shorts to begin with. I don't think any, I don't think anyone above the age of 30, I don't think anyone above the age of 30 should be wearing blue jean shorts. That's just me. That I'm very traditional. I'm very whatever. Who cares what I think? But I'm just telling you what I think. And when kids show up in front of adults at the, let's say the Rotary Club, wearing blue jean shorts, my head wants to explode.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And I think there are so many teachers that are afraid to tell kids how to dress. I think we still need to keep telling kids how to dress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't just embarrass yourself. I'm sorry. I think you're embarrassing yourself and you need to put on some pants and a shirt. Like, oh my gosh. Had this conversation with my niece just the other day. It was, what did we just have? Mother's Day. She goes to Baylor. We were asking her if she works out. I said, hey, you need to take a PE course. And she's like, well, I only have to take one my 4 years. I'm not going to take it. And I was like, oh my gosh, you should be taking it every year. Like take a tennis, take golf, take pickleball, whatever you can take just to stay active all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother said, do you work out? You know, are you going into the gym there to work out? And she goes, no. And I said, why? And she said, they have a rule that your shoulders cannot show. First of all, that shocks me.
Yeah.
But they have a rule that your shoulders cannot show. And I said, put on a t-shirt and go work out. And she goes, oh my gosh, I cannot work out in a t-shirt.
What?
And I said,
in a t-shirt?
I've never not worn a t-shirt to work out.
Right.
Well, they wear those cute little sleeveless tops, I guess. And that's, she can't wear a sleeveless top. And it never entered her mind to just, she's like, no, I'm not doing it.
Oh my gosh. No. Let me tell you. Okay. Well, we have this discussion about arms. I'm built like a freaking linebacker. So like my arms being on display is a little bit of an insecurity for me.
Double for me. Linebacker. Plus I'm over 50.
No. I am bigger than you. I am bigger than you. But it is like really, if I ever wear like a tank top, it's if I'm going outside, like I was walking every day last year, right? I had a goal. And with a t-shirt, you start to get a farmer's tan pretty good. So yeah, that would be my only thing. But I'm like walking around my neighborhood. If I'm going, I usually would change if I ran an errand after that into a t-shirt because I don't want my arms all on display.
But it's not the point. Like, go work out.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares what
you're
wearing?
You're going to find an excuse.
Go work out. But it's so, and listen, I'm not picking on her. I'm sure every girl her age maybe might feel that way or a lot of girls. I'm just like, that's going to keep you from working out to wear a t-shirt?
Yeah.
What in the world?
I know. It's so funny the things we get, like our minds hung up around.
Yes.
Like I used to hate going to the gym because I felt like I didn't want to be like stared at, you know, or whatever. And it's really, first of all, I'm not the one who dresses cute for the gym. I don't have my hair done or makeup or, you know, I'm like, everyone's in their own world. Like, stop thinking it's about you.
Yeah.
No one cares. No one's looking.
Right. You know?
But I had to get over that of just like feeling insecure about it of, oh my gosh, everyone's going to see my thighs jiggle on this machine.
Right. Right.
No one cares.
Right. It's true. You know, in general, everybody's in their own world.
Yes.
We think people think about us way more than they actually do. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I guess we got all on that topic because of dress code and you being an AP and that time and,
good job pulling it back around for us.
Yeah. You know, really good at that. Yeah. So Sean, my husband, had you, or was at school when you were in AP, and then you actually got to be AP while your boys were at the high school. So, like, what was that like?
You know, I loved it. I don't know what that was like for them, because I can't imagine. I know some kids gave them really hard times, you know, about it. But I don't know. I enjoy getting to see them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
they
proud.
They both said they loved it.
Yeah, they did. They said they loved it. I'm so proud of them. I just was just hoping they wouldn't do something really, really terrible and awful, you know, because it would just put me in such a predicament as being an assistant principal. So they just waited until they were out of high school to do some really dumb things.
Like, was the graffiti incident one of them?
No, but that was another story. We had a doctor's son spray paint.
Oh, gosh.
A marijuana leaf on a brick wall.
Gotta love it.
And he used a stencil, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Friendswood High School used a stencil to paint a marijuana leaf.
Oh, my
which
gosh.
I loved it. I mean, that's just great. And then Wiley said, you do realize if you would have spray painted this on a bed sheet and hung the bed sheet on the wall that you did this, we would have taken it down and you would move on. This is now a felony because when you graffiti a school property,
wow,
it is a felony.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that.
A lot of kids don't know that. Like, you don't mess with graffiti and school property and And it was just like, and the dad, I remember this was, gosh, 20 years ago, 15 years ago. The dad was like, you do understand my son is a kid. And it was like, well,
the law is the law,
the
though.
Is the law.
Like, is that's pretty much out of y'all's hands at that point.
It was. That's why Wally was like, you just made the dumbest mistake.
Oh my gosh.
I honestly think it was downgraded by the time it got to court, but still it was like, come on. Come
See,
on, kids.
Meanwhile, this is actually I think it's a funny story. So when I was in high school, went line dancing for the first time. I was a junior. And, I had just started dating this guy. I dated very briefly. And we went with his church group to line dance. And, the band that was playing there, it was April 19th and the next day was Sunday. It was Easter. And the guy, like, whatever the band, he goes, does everybody know what tomorrow is? And I shouted out Easter, and everybody else in the room shouted out 420, blaze it.
Oh gosh.
I was like, what's 420? Like, I didn't even know.
Yeah. I didn't know about 420 for a long time.
No,
yeah.
No, I'm over here like, tomorrow's Easter Sunday.
Easter.
He is risen.
420 and Easter colliding. Lovely.
Oh, I know. I know. But I'm like, if that just doesn't show the contrast between me and the environment I was in at that moment. So funny.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so I actually, you know, we just had your retirement party.
Yes.
Last week, and got to, I've met, I think, pretty much all of your family before. So, but just getting to visit with them and hear them tell stories and how proud it was so awesome.
It was very sweet. It was a good turnout and a lot of well wishes from those people that couldn't attend, and great to see a lot of my Winsong teachers.
Yes.
I'm telling you, teaching with that group of teachers, that was fun. That was a great group of teachers that I got to teach with, and we laughed a lot. So we laughed. That's when sixth grade was at Winsong. We weren't at the junior high, but
oh my goodness,
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you were so worried that no one would show up.
Yeah, what do you do if like six people show up? Like,
that
that's
never
awful.
Gonna be the case. That was never gonna be the case with you.
Yeah, it was a nice turnout. Everything was great. You did a great job.
No,
yes.
Well, thank you. No, yeah, I was very, not like overly stressed, but I was definitely stressed about it, like wanting to make sure everything kind of fell in line, because you are so special to me, of just wanting it to be a special time for you. So, and first time ever planning a retirement party. So
yes, I'm sorry you had to do that at such a young age, but
I had to do a lot here at this young age.
Yeah. I have been in my rocking chairs almost every evening.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm enjoying it.
I'm so glad. Yeah, that was the, so that was what we gave to Dana as her retirement gift from our building, our admin building and the board of trustees. It was a set of rocking chairs, and that all came from the high school. Always gives one rocking chair to retirees. Mm-hmm. And years ago you had commented that you had said, that you thought that was such a great gift. And so again, just a little nugget back in the mind of like, okay, we know what, I think I know what we're going to do then. But as much as like, that's great, you know, with what they do at the high school, I was like, really, you kind of need a set, you know, you can't, right. can't just do one rocking chair. You have a husband.
Right. Yes.
So, yes. No, I thought they ended up being so pretty and nice. So
perfect.
I'm glad you're enjoying them. Yes. Yeah. We have rocking chairs at our house. That was the gift my parents gave to Sean and I when we bought our house. One mm-hmm. of the gifts, because growing up and still every time I go over to my parents' house, we go out on the back patio and sit in rocking chairs. And even when we were little, we had little baby rocking chairs. So, big fan for sure. So I know you were asked this, was it in the fall to come? Maybe it was earlier this spring. Who knows? Was it the first year teachers or no, those who want to be administrators one day that you came and you gave like lessons learned?
Oh, no, that's just a leadership class here in the school district. Yeah, it is. It is for anyone who's interested in maybe moving up into administration right. in our school district.
Right. So I know you've given kind of this talk before, but you can name one, you can name a couple, but what would you say your biggest lessons have been? I did not give her these questions ahead of time.
No, you didn't.
So she didn't have time to think.
You know, I just kind of talked about some things that I'm really believe in. And I guess if I'm just thinking about things that I believe in, I believe investing in people is very important.
Yep.
Which, listen, I have a hard time doing. It doesn't come easy for me, but I know how important it is. And so I think it is important to slow down a little bit and invest in people. One gift that I do believe that I've been given is I like 99% of the people that I'm around.
Yeah.
As quirky and weird as people are, or if there are people that I've worked with that in general, a lot of people don't necessarily gravitate towards them or
that's a nice way of saying it.
Yes. For whatever reason, I find people's quirks interesting.
Yeah.
And I like being around them. So I have always said this. If you can picture people as Saturday Night Live characters, mm-hmm. we're all weird in our own way. If you think you're normal, you're one of the weird ones because yep. you're not like we all have quirks. And I've always wondered what people think my quirky quirks really are, but not enough to really want to know, you know, because mm-hmm. can't really do anything about it. And I think it would be different for different people. So I can't spend my life going around trying to, you know, not be that quirky for everyone. But, so that's one, just invest in people, get to know people. I do. I can't really think of what else. There were five.
Oh my gosh. It's not even like it has to be the exact thing. I was just wondering, like, kind of takeaway. So this one may be a little bit easier for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you just, it probably ties in. But what would be your number one advice for first year teachers?
You are not there in any way to be their friend. You have got to maintain classroom management.
Yep.
And it does not look like, listen, as a teacher, I wanted my kids to like me and enjoy coming into my class. But if you do not have very clear rules,
right,
it becomes very confusing for everyone.
Yep.
And as much as you think, oh, if they like me, they'll do the right things and treat me well, that's not true. Mm-hmm. They will get away with as much as they can get away with, even if they like you.
Yeah.
It's like human nature. It's really strange.
Yeah.
You've got to have very strict, clear rules, and then you can always not move away from those as the year, but everybody knows their place.
Right.
And so you can relax a little bit more as you're teaching kids, but man, you need strong classroom management. Number one.
And I feel like to that, you can be respected and liked.
Oh,
what? It's not one or the other.
Oh no, I think it is. I think it's you. I don't know if you're not, I'd much rather be respected than right. liked. Yes.
Well, especially as the adult in a situation, yes. you should, yes, you should have that.
Yeah.
There for sure. Okay. So, advice for me,
advice for you would probably be exactly what I said in the leadership class. You have got to, as someone, I mean, you're not new to Friendswood, but you're new to Friendswood. I don't know how to, I feel like in my mind, you've got to, and you have turnover every year. I would get in there, get to know as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Be in classrooms, kind of learning people. Once you connect with someone, you have a connection with someone, but it's just being in and out of schools and making those connections, mm-hmm. I think will make your job a lot easier. Being in committee meetings, being with PTO,
yeah.
Getting to know those ladies, mm-hmm. and some, you know, men that are in on those committees, getting to know who they are.
Yeah.
And so then when you just have connections with people, and people over the years have texted me, hey, have you heard this is happening or this is going on? Or, and if you don't have connections with people, like, you won't get that information.
Yeah.
And that's part of what we do. You know, we need to know what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and to your point, a lot of the things that we ask people to do, it can be a little vulnerable, like, even if yeah. it's fun, right? Like, they're like, to get in front of a camera or to sit behind a microphone or whatever it is, they're sharing pieces of themselves, like, just in a much more vulnerable way. So I do think to have, sometimes those relationships and connections are built through doing those things, but to make someone more comfortable from the get, to be willing to participate in whatever we need them for. Yeah, I agree. Like, to have those pre-established relationships is huge, to yep. have that circle.
Yeah. And listen, you're a goal person. And I'll never forget Brad Fryer once told me whenever he walks into a room, he makes a point to go introduce himself to three people and learn, you know, three new names. And I never thought about that in my entire life until I heard him say that.
Yep.
And that's a good, you know, if that's what it takes. I never made myself like do three after that, but I made myself do one.
That, which I think is reasonable,
yeah.
like, especially to start off. And I think the more that you do something, obviously the easier it becomes.
Right.
So to start with one, I know that's something I'm going to have to get better at too,
yeah.
because it's so easy to get caught in your bubble. And in a lot of ways you have been my safe zone.
Right.
So
we walk into a room together.
So that is something I have thought about. That's a little bit scary for me, is mm-hmm. I'm not going to have you, like, even think about even DLT, you know, like, that it's just going to be different. I'm not going to have my safe zone, my person there,
yeah.
and trying to figure out more of my place and how to get uncomfortable, and how to get uncomfortable first to become more comfortable in the long run.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be,
have you been given an update? It's probably not the place to talk about it, but is it going to be just you next year, or are you going to have, are they going to rehire your role?
So, yeah, I mean, I don't feel like it's unnecessary. Like, we can talk about it. I have not heard anything further. So initially I was kind of told that it looked like it was probably just going to be me. But as you know, as time has gone on and some things have come up, I think there's definitely more conversation about how is it even doable with just one person? You know, we would,
no.
Yeah. We would argue, no, I would have to cut back on several things. And that would be unfortunate to do, especially, like, communication is always so important, but especially in today's age with some of the attacks on public schools and, it's, I would hope. I mean, the last I've heard is it's definitely a conversation. I'm hoping.
But as of right now,
I would think I would have to hear something relatively soon. I mean, we're almost at the end of this school year. We're going to be at the end of May before we know it. And then it's just a couple months until the start of school again. So, which is, as you know, a very busy time. So, I would hope that if we were going to have a second person, that I would have that help starting this summer. But no, we'll see. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. And I've told people if that doesn't happen, then please just, please keep me at the top of your prayer list.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, believe me, you will probably be the first person to know anything when I do. Cause Dana did this by herself.
Yes and no. I mean, that Joy was here working on the website. And then she did a lot of the, I don't know why communications has been tasked with,
celebrations,
yeah. Probably because we're marketing and PR, I guess, part of it. But, she was in charge of all the celebrations and,
And even before you, it was kind of the same thing. Like there was at least somebody. So,
well, Carolyn Gephardt did FEF.
I cannot even imagine.
Like,
God bless her. Like I don't understand how that was even possible.
Yeah, I don't either.
I know. Obviously, things.
First of all, they
different.
Look totally different today.
Totally different today.
Yes.
Totally different. Yeah. I mean, even in my, like I've been here 6 years now. 6 years ago to now, it's different. Like,
yeah,
we. When I first started, we didn't have Instagram,
right?
And we didn't have TikTok. We definitely weren't producing but that's it. When you have a second
doing
person,
some videos, but not a lot
to the level.
Right.
Like,
right.
There's no way. Cause you know that it, and for those of you who don't know, just a little rule of thumb that I heard in college. Now, some things that are like a one shot, like if you had the pleasure of watching the finance video that we put out yesterday.
Or Thad's 1 minute.
Staff. Yeah, yeah. We give me a minute. Like those are one take, you know, it's very little editing required of that. But for say like our challenge accepted videos or our peek inside videos were really, really time consuming. Every minute you see on screen, there's typically about 10 hours of work that goes into that. So it's a lot of time and it's just not like it would not have been possible to do that with one person. So the more hands you have in the mix, the more you're able to produce. That's kind of our,
it's possible. It's just other things go away.
That's right.
What is your priority? That's what you're going to have to decide next year if it's just you. And, you know, then when some things happen, you know, crisis messaging or whatever it is, when some things happen, everything falls away.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's balancing that. And I mean, I'm sure you'll figure it out. But yeah, I was just wondering.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm hopeful. I'm going to remain hopeful. I'm going to remain optimistic.
Ask me a really juicy question.
Ooh.
Like one that's controversial. Like I've been dying to talk about something that's really.
You have something in mind?
No.
Let me think.
It's okay. You can keep going on with your question, whatever question
you
have.
No. That's a good thought. Cause this is the time to say anything if you were going to say it. What do you think? No, I don't know if I can ask.
If you don't think you can, don't.
That's my general rule. I know, cause I'm still going to be here. So
yeah,
I have to be okay.
I will tell you this, and it's not going to happen a lot. It won't happen a lot because I'm not on social media a lot. Because we are with our jobs over the years so much.
Yeah.
But when things go down on social media, if I can get on and share my opinion, I will be doing that.
Please do. I cannot tell y'all how much we wish, like we almost wish we could create like a fake account to just go in and respond with the things we actually want to say sometimes.
Hey, and listen, in all fairness though, we don't see a lot of it.
No, we stay off of like Friendswood moms and all that. Like we don't even really give that energy.
Yeah. Well, we can't, I mean, we just can't. That's what I'm going to respond with. we can only say certain things. First of all, if it's having to do with a situation or a kid, or if you were that parent, you wouldn't want us to get on and say all the details. Like, well, that's not, we're professional. We're not going to do those sort of things.
Also, by law, we're not allowed to.
And then there's a whole law side of it and privacy side of it. So we can't get on and react, but
there's just a lot that I like, which is everybody's job, right? Like if you're not in it, you don't know the ins and outs. Like, so it's not like we think we're special in this, but like we do receive a lot of public feedback whenever things, like when decisions are made. And it's like, I just wish that maybe before putting that comment, you just consider there's a lot that goes into every decision that's made. Like even canceling school for weather, you know, people are
hours.
And like Thad and you typically are doing check-in. So the night before, you're up at 1 a.m, you're again up at 5:00. Like, I mean, there's so much that goes, it's not like when people are like, you couldn't have made this decision yesterday. It's there's so much that goes into those decisions. It's,
well, what's so funny that I don't know that young parents even know. I don't know that young parents, maybe they do, but when I was a kid, you would get up and turn on the news.
Yeah.
To see if we were going to school. Like the school district wasn't even, it's almost like the news stations were responsible for, you know, getting that message out. But today, with really quick, fast information, parents want it way before we ever had it. So think about the irony of that.
Yep.
It should be the opposite. We now know we can get you in 30 seconds. I could send out a message to every person's cell phone if they're signed up to receive text messages. Well,
they're all signed up if it's an emergency.
Let's assume their numbers are working.
Yep.
Or if they look at their phones. I don't know, because we still have parents that don't get messages.
Yeah.
But very few, but some. They want it 24 hours in advance when I can send them in 30 minutes, don't bring your kids. And they go, whoa, we got to plan for work. Well, everyone's always had to plan for work.
Yeah.
So it just, it blows me away that, well, I've got a whole company. That's what I typically get in messages. Oh, yeah. I've got a company I've got to plan for. Yeah, we all do. Oh, and here's another thing. Parents sometimes don't realize they have the right to not send their kids to school when they don't want to send their kids to school.
Exactly.
Like if we say, hey, y'all come to school because we think it's safe enough for you and any of our teachers that live outside of our city lines, they've got to come to school. They've got to get their kids to their school and then come to school. So we think about everybody.
Yes. That's the whole point, is there's so much that goes into
there's so much.
And you're always... Like, I want to be clear. Like, we're not perfect. We don't always make the right call, but we always make calls in the best interest of our students and our staff.
Right.
So weather's unpredictable. That's just one example. But if we say, yeah, we're going to keep the buildings open versus no, we're canceling, we're going to have people upset either way.
Yeah, for sure.
People are upset either way, because then if it's predicted that the weather is going to be really terrible and then it's not, you know, we almost get blamed for that because people had to accommodate, and it's like, we're sorry. And I think everyone's just doing the best that we can.
And if you think about it, Friendswood and CCISD cross over so much.
Yes.
So if they cancel,
we're canceling.
We have so many teachers that live or their kids go. If teachers don't show up, we can't run schools.
Exactly.
If bus drivers don't show up, we can't run schools. So there are a lot of times that we have to cancel because of the lack of adults able to get here. And that's why we have to cancel, because CCISD did.
Yeah, you know? We will always, pretty much always align with CCISD's decision. We're always in on those conversations. But yeah, it's just those things of like, there's so much behind the scenes, and it's like we can't explain everything. And again, when something, unfortunately, it happens, something bad happens, we really are so limited on what we can share. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because people will accuse us of not being transparent or
they think we're like
hiding.
Yeah. Like being secretive and hiding things. And it's not the case.
It's just literally legally, we cannot share quite a bit. And I mean, we can, if you say that though, if you say that in the moment, you come off as defensive and it's just, you can never,
that's why we don't.
Exactly. Yeah. You can never win, but it's like, I just wish people kind of had some grace in those moments of just understanding we're doing the best we can. We're sharing all that we can in the moment.
Well, listen, this is another reason why some people don't know the whole, you know, when we started doing Challenge Accepted or videos, Chicken Soup for the Souls.
Yep.
The whole purpose and PR behind that was we truly wanted you to know the man, Thad Rohr, who's really in charge of our schools.
Yep.
We wanted you to know and learn actually who he is. So when times became tough and you had to really trust this person making the final decisions, you knew his heart.
Yeah.
That was the whole, a lot of people are like, if I see one more video with Thad Rohr, well, that's our job.
Yep.
Is to make sure the community understands and knows who Thad Rohr is.
Yes. Right? And that he is such a good man and that he loves, oh my gosh, he loves Friendswood.
Yep.
He loves the kids. He loves the staff. Yes. And he is, and that is part of his role. That is part of his responsibility is to be the face of this district.
And he has to make some really tough decisions.
That's right.
And he has his, my Mac's running out of battery and I've got to plug it in, but he has his, the decisions that he has to make, and he has his team members weigh in to ask.
Absolutely.
Hey, everyone, what do y'all think? What direction should we go? But ultimately, he makes the decision.
And if it's a decision a lot of people don't like, even if it was a whole group decision, he's going to be the one who catches it.
That's right.
And again, that is part of his, that's comes with the job. But again, I think that's where some of that grace comes from and reasons why we wanted to show, or we continue to want to show the human side of the people in our district who are making the decisions.
Yeah, that's right. But the reason I brought that up is people have to understand we don't just make goofy videos and things just to waste time or because
be
we think it's fun or
right.
be silly. There's always a purpose and a goal
always.
Behind what we're doing and what we're making.
Always. And we're strong believers. Like we're very big on, it can't be serious all the time. Like there's too many things that are serious. There's lots of, we deal with the policies and we deal with the finances and budget issues. And those are things we have to communicate because they're important. They are important things, but we need to sprinkle in some good stuff too, because there's so much good. And if we can make it fun and engaging on social media, like present those things in that way. Oh my gosh. Like how much more enjoyable for everybody.
There's already enough realistic, like really blah stuff mm-hmm. out there. And our business is kids.
That's right.
And if you can't say kids with a smile on your face and just, okay, so my brain pings everywhere, but this did make me, I want to say this to all of you that may not know this, because I continue to get blown away that people do not know this. We take thousands of pictures.
And oh my gosh,
we,
yes.
On Smug Mug, all of those pictures can be downloaded for free of your kids' experiences or of their year. If you have not gone to myfisd.com, clicked on photos, it's about halfway down on the screen on the right. That takes you to Smug Mug. You can go to your school and any of those pictures that you like or see, or any of our board meetings that you want pictures from, or we have hundreds of thousands of pictures.
And I think it's important to note. So I think I could be wrong on this. It may have started in 2015, 2016 school year. it goes back a ways.
Yeah, it goes back.
And we have them organized in folders. So they're grouped first by the school year, the district, and then the Education Foundation also has a folder where they put everything each year. But from that school year, you click on that, and then it's every school and then district events.
Right.
And one thing I'll mention, just because I do think, like, I've gotten this question before, and it can look this way, is some people think you have to buy the photos because there's like a little cart on Smug Mug, but that's not the case. I think there are photographers who use Smug Mug, and so sell. That's like
we could sell.
Yeah. But we don't. Yeah.
If times get tough, we may have to move to selling these photos.
Well, I think times are tough.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Times are tough.
As of right now,
They're free.
Our half blurry sometimes photos are still free.
Yes. There's some good photos on
there,
actually.
There's some great photos. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, yeah, we joke that, I mean, when you snap four times for one shot, you know, they're not all going to be perfect each time, but oh my gosh, just dig around. There are such cute pictures. Yeah. And another thing is we push out a newsletter every Sunday, 5 o'clock, and we have links. First of all, there is a link in there to all photos.
Right.
And then we usually highlight two galleries each week too of photos that we've taken. So, but oh my gosh, yeah, go through there. Like, there's some kids I will still see where I'm like, I recognize their face from a picture we took even like years earlier. I'm like, oh my gosh, that little face is so grown up now. It's just, it's crazy. But no, we feel like we push it a lot. Like, we use Seymour pics on hashtag Smug Mug, you know, pretty much in every post, but clearly, like, there's still somewhat of a disconnect. So no, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's so many on there. You don't have to pay for them. You can download individually as you like. Okay. So this is a question I know you get all the time about, like, what's next. And I know you said you don't have a full plan, but one thing that is going on that's big in your life is you're currently selling your house and you're going to be building a new one.
Yeah. We put our house on the market. You know, it's just one of those, we live on an acre and a half in Friendswood and Poly Ranch, and we would love to downsize our property. Just go to a smaller house.
It's a great house that you should go check out if you're in the market for
What's
one.
What's great is it's, first of all, it's going to take the right person, because we do live in more of a modern looking home. But when you walk in and look out the back windows onto just trees, and, you know, no one's behind you, and it goes all the way down to Chigger Creek. I mean, it's just a great location. But so we look forward to hopefully at some point selling our home. Listen, if we don't sell our home, I don't mind taking it off the market and just staying in it.
Yeah.
My dad designed the home. My mom and dad actually lived in that home. My dad is an architect. It's a very well built home. And it's always been in our family. So then Trent and I, we ended up buying it because we had four boys and we needed a much bigger place and space. So I'm not even excited about really getting rid of the home, moving from it, but, you know, it's just one of those things that we both have kind of agreed on doing. But if it doesn't sell, it doesn't sell. We'll just keep it longer.
Well, and you know, I know you know that, but there's a reason why if it doesn't, and if you're supposed to stay, then that's in the Lord's plans. And, but it is a great home.
Yep.
It's a great family home. Mm-hmm. Y'all, they have a pool and a basketball court.
Yep.
Like, it's hard to beat. And sitting on that land in Friendswood, zoned for Friendswood ISD. I mean, come on.
Yep.
Somebody.
Yep.
One of you two listening to this, get on it.
What are you waiting on?
What are you waiting for?
And my mom's one of the two, so.
Shout out. Hello. Cutie pie. Oh, my goodness. So what will you miss the most?
Just people.
Yeah.
You know, that's my husband. He's in the eye business, and he's never had an office. And he tells me all the time how lucky I am that I have a place that I can go in and people that I can work with. And, you know, Kelsey and I have spent the last
Six years.
I always want to say seven. We've spent the last 6 years working together. So of course we'll, you know, miss getting to work with you on our fun, great projects. Okay. Don't cry.
I'm crying.
Okay. Just the people, I think interaction, there's nothing better than when, I have to get out of our cave because we don't have any windows.
Yeah.
Getting to walk into schools and getting to sit with elementary school kids and just see their sweet faces. Truly, it changes your day. Like
it's the best.
Our teachers are so, and I know because I did it, teachers don't realize how incredible their job is until they will no longer do that. But they really are special people and they have special jobs. There's a special place for teachers that get to work with our children every day. So I'm going to just miss that, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I do love Thad. Every time I'm around Thad, he's always laughing, you know, about something.
Yeah.
So I'll just miss really the people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the people will miss you, especially this person. Barely functioning. So before I start crying, what are you looking forward to? Like, do you have anything planned as far as like trips or?
No, I don't have any
adventures.
Trips.
You totally do. That's why I put this question on here.
Well, that's not a trip. I'm that's not.
There's two. I thought three. You're going to Waco for your canning class.
Yeah, those aren't trips that I'm like.
Still.
Yeah.
So we're counting it. That's an adventure.
Yes.
The Big Bend.
Yes.
When is that scheduled?
That's in October, November.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then did you say September y'all are going to Puerto Rico?
No, it's in the summer. It's my husband, his work. He's going there and I'm going to go there the weekend before, you know, and spend some time there. Yeah. But it's not like it's not like we're going to Europe for 3 weeks or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, who does that?
We're not. Yeah. Not everybody can afford that.
Thank you, Sean, for having a good job. Thank you, Sean, for your credit card.
Yeah. Yeah. So, of course I'm looking forward to traveling. I am going to learn how to build. That's what I'm really looking forward to.
You've
I'm going to learn how to
years.
Build cabinets. I'm going to watch a video and I'm going to go purchase the things that need to be purchased to build whatever that is. And I'm going to build it and I'm going to then move on from that. So,
okay. Yeah. You've literally talked about that for years.
Yes.
So what would your cabinet be for? Like if you're going to build it, I'm assuming you're going to want to have it somewhere.
I'll probably start out with it being in a garage.
Garage. Okay. Yeah. Cause some people, which I think is so smart, which I mean, your whole home is so beautiful. But like some people are getting really elaborate with their laundry rooms.
Yeah. Right.
And all of the storage. I mean, it makes so much sense.
Yes.
Gosh, especially when you have kids. Like, I mean, I can't even imagine. Cause I feel like it takes me all day when I do laundry for just the two of us. I'm like, how do these mothers do it when they have kids going through outfits like crazy? I don't know, when they have practice. And so they're going in school and all the different sets of things, but
pretty much every day or every other day, you should be putting in a load, washing dry and putting it up. I mean, that's just kind of, it's part of, yes, it's
truly
part of the routine.
But it's pretty amazing. I think all of the,
I know
the stuff that they're doing.
And there's a lot of videos on there. Like you buy this many, this, you buy this many, this, like they have a
That's
list.
That's what you need. You need those specifics.
Yes.
Like, just tell me how to do it. Like,
exactly.
Give me the, you know, we've sat in on a meeting within the last couple of weeks, that Zoom meeting where kind of dragged on pretty brutally for a while. And we're like, can you just tell us what we need to do? Like, lay it out for me, it out and I can get it done.
Yes.
But I don't even need to know the background. I don't need to know the history behind this. Just tell me what I need. Like, you don't need to research the tree that the wood came from.
Right.
You just need to know what wood to buy.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. For the first one, for sure. Just so I can check it off and go, okay, this is totally doable. Now let's move on to bigger projects.
Yeah. You know? Now I see you too. I see you doing, now I could be wrong on this, like a color, like painting it too. Like I can see.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You do pops. It's like you're not afraid to take like bold kind of risks, I think, with like your style
right.
and your home, like the way you decorate. Like you do tend to have some boldness with things you do.
I'm kind of eclectic. I like some different pieces and floors and, you know, that's the one feedback. I have this one area in our living room that it's black and white tile, like laid like herringbone.
Is it called? Yeah. Like almost like a chevron pattern.
Chevron pattern. And, it's a chevron pattern actually. And, you know, people are like, you should change that. No, you can change that if you don't like, that was carpet originally.
Just in the one area.
Just in the one cutout. And I remember my dad's an architect, so he likes to do things differently.
Yes.
But just that area, instead of having a rug, he had a built-in area for carpet.
Okay. Okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Then. Well, I didn't like that, so I took that out and put in tile. But
It's different. It adds a little, but it's just so you too at the same time. Like it's just a little bit of, it's classy. Like your whole home is very classy, but a little bit of spunk. Mm-hmm. Like there's little touches of spunk, which to me is just you in a nutshell.
I'm very traditional for sure in general. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you've got that edge still, you know, mm-hmm. just. It comes out in certain ways.
Yes. Yes, it does. The dysfunction rears its head.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, too, one of the last things just to like to plug a little bit, but we talked about some of these things being your last, right? So, the last day of school, we have a week from today.
A week from today. That's right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Week from today, parents, it's early dismissal, 4 hours after your
start time.
Mm-hmm. And then staff the day after. So on Friday, the 24th, 11 o'clock, we have our end of year celebration in the brand new gym.
That's
right. The new competition gym. So that'll be awesome.
Yep.
We're giving out lots of cash prizes, door prizes. All
the
of our PTOs
put baskets together.
Yes.
Yes. We thank them for that. That's those. Our teachers really look forward to winning those baskets. And
yeah. I mean, they're awesome. Yeah. Like they do such a good job. So, and it's party like a rock star. That's the theme. That's the theme. So, we have usually, is it transportation? It's transportation, right? They usually get really in on the theme.
Yes.
So looking forward to that because
they're fun people in general.
They are. Yeah. I know they're awesome.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, has it hit fully? Like these are all the last?
No. I mean, like we had talked about, this is my last newsletter that goes out Sunday. And then you'll have the very last one, but, just little last things, but no, it's not,
you know, I was talking to my mom, a couple of days ago, and she was saying, cause so my mom's boss is retiring too. Shout out to Sheila Olson at the Alvin ISD Education Foundation. She's a very emotional person. Like she's a feeler. And so she cries a lot. And my mom says she's been really having, more and more of those days where it's like hitting her, it's hitting her, it's hitting her. And she's like, is that how Dana's been? And I'm like, no, not at all. But I said, and I think, it's one of the things I think is so great about you too, is you live very much in a moment. Mm-hmm. You don't get ahead. Like that's what I was telling my mom. Like you, even with trips, like something super fun and exciting, you really don't get ahead of yourself at all. Like you just kind of stay right where you are and take it as it comes.
Yeah. It's weird. It's not done on purpose. It's the way I'm built. I don't look forward to things and I don't get upset about things that have happened. I really am just here dealing with this right now. I look ahead, but I don't let my emotions or feelings really go there. People are always like, are you super excited about your trip? I'm like, no, I will be when I'm there.
Yes.
But I'm not super excited, you know, about it beforehand. It's really weird because a lot of people are not like that. Like a lot of people are worry about or upset about the past and they worry about the future.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people do. And I just don't, it's not how I'm made. I should be more, because that can really drive a lot of people to be very successful, you know?
Well, you've been successful doing it your way.
Yeah.
And you know, you're talking about that. I heard this saying one time and it's so true, but it's depression is living in the past and anxiety is living in the future.
Yeah.
Isn't that right. good? Like, it's so true.
It's true. It's true.
You can't change either one.
I mean, true depression is not something you can help, but
No. Yeah. Yes. But like
in general, when you're sad, you are.
Exactly. Yes. I think, yeah, more of the phrase, but then yes. the anxiety of essentially anxiety being worrying.
Yes.
Is you're so caught up on like yes. what's next. And then I do think a lot of people let moments pass them by because even once they reach the thing they were worried about, they're on to the next thing worrying, you know, right. It's never right. settled. And like, I even had to check myself a little bit with that at one point, maybe right out of college, maybe I was still in college of, I couldn't just be settled. Like it was always like, what's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? Instead of just being like, it's okay to be like right here right now and right. not worried about doing and accomplishing or whatever it is every year, you know, it's like, it's okay to just be
right.
And I feel like you're really good about just being, you're still a planner. It's not like you don't plan. It's just that you're really good about being in a moment. So yeah, I'm like, it doesn't seem like it's really been affecting you too much.
No, I'm looking forward to everything that's to come and I'm super happy about everything that's happened. And
yeah,
you know, I mean, listen, God's always taken care of me. And so I'm not going to start freaking out and worrying about it now. So just, I'm happy with my life and I can't look across the table because now you're crying and I'm going to start crying. And it's been fun. It's been so, like, the last 9 years for me has been so fun. And all the time before that in education and the kids that I've taught and coached, and I've loved all of it, but I'm 52. I'm really excited about kind of what's to come also, you know, just, we really are blessed to live the lives that we live. And I know there are some hard times to come, I'm sure, with my parents and who knows what, but it'll be fine. It'll all be okay. Yep.
That's right.
So, well, I'm gonna wrap this up. You may have more questions, but
no, that was it. Okay.
Well, as I do close this, you know, chapter, in my life, I really want to take a moment, just deepest gratitude to say thank you for all the people that, because there are a lot of people that give us the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that pour into this school. Just like they pour into their churches, they pour into this school because this is the heartbeat of our community. I do believe that.
Yeah.
And so the more that parents can pour into us and believe in us and share with us, like if we're doing something wrong, if you need more of something, don't be afraid to reach out and say that. We'd prefer that you not obviously do that in public form as much as you can.
Yeah.
We'll find out. I mean, yeah. I don't stress about that either. If people get upset, I don't stress about it. People have the right to be upset.
Like, right.
And we can learn and grow from that. But just want to thank everyone for, just kind of our journey together and allowing me to be a part of the journey. I love people. I love everyone I work with. I love people out in the community who I've made connections with. I look forward to the connections that I'll continue to make because now I'll have more time actually to make some connections in our community and to serve people. And just want to bid a farewell to everyone and this podcast. I can't wait to see and hear what Kelsey goes on and does with communications in our school district. Of course, if you ever need anything or if you have events that you need help with or need me to be a part of it, I'm here. I'll have the time that, you know, I can help with. Yeah. So just enjoyed our journey together, Friendswood ISD. And I know our paths will continue to cross in the future. And just until then, I hope people in general stay curious and passionate and continue to love others. So
that was awesome. Okay. Well, signing off for the last time on FISD's the podcast.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Bye.